Okay, you guys, here we go. She Runs Ultras, episode number 214. If I could give you one piece of advice when it comes to training for an ultra, it would be this. Very simply, don't quit. Now, I fully recognize that that is way easier said than done, but I just want you to hear me out for the remainder of this episode. Ultra training is for sure one of the wildest rides that you will ever go on. There are going to be lots of ups and downs on the way towards crossing the finish line of your race. And that doesn't matter if it's your first race, your 500th race, if it's a 50K, or if it's a 500K, all right? It's still, every time you do it, it's gonna be a wild ride. Some days you'll feel like you are on top of the world, like you are firing on all cylinders and you're basically untouchable. And then there will be days where quitting feels like the best and most humane option to put you out of your misery. And I can tell you this from experience, right? That the last thing you want to do is quit. Every time you quit, it slows you down even more. Even if it feels like it's the right decision in the moment, quitting brings your momentum to a screeching halt. And it is so hard to get it going again from a dead stop. Not only that, but every time you quit, you question yourself a little bit more, and you basically chip away at your self-confidence. You start asking yourself questions like, can I really do this? Or saying things like, I haven't been able to do it yet, so what makes me think that I'll be able to do it this time? Or, I always get to this exact point, and then something happens, and I have to quit. Or, this is one of my favorites, see, I knew it. What was I thinking? I knew I couldn't do it. My guess is that some or maybe all of these sound familiar to you because I have for sure said one or all of these things to myself at one point or all at the same time. And while it might feel like you're just stating the facts, right? Just saying like, see, I knew it. I can't do it, right? They're actually not facts. Quitting is a state of mind. And the good news about that is that it's 100% within your control because it basically boils down to the amount of discomfort that you're willing to push through. Some of that discomfort will be physical, some will be mental, some will be emotional. Ironically, sometimes it'll be a combination of all three, and in my experience, that's usually the time when we feel the most discomfort, when it's all three mixed together. And whether you realize it or not, you have your own internal threshold for how much discomfort in each of these areas that you're willing to endure. The process of training for an ultra will test those internal thresholds. When you get close to your limit, that is when you are most inclined to quit. And the key to all of this is to find a way to keep going and push through. So essentially, your mission is not to quit. Now, let's be clear, I'm not advocating for you to put yourself in harm's way by any stretch of the imagination. But I would be willing to put a lot of money on the fact that you are way more capable than you realize. So the question is, why do you want to quit? Is it because this is the hardest thing that you've had to do, or the hardest that you've had to work for something ever to up to this point? Is it because you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel and you've convinced yourself that you just can't keep going? Is it because you hit some sort of a roadblock or a challenge and you don't know how to bust through and get to the other side? Is it because you are comparing yourself to other runners, either around you in real life or online? Or is it because you're watching the days tick by and you're becoming increasingly worried about how you will be race ready on your actual race day? So why do you want to quit? Ask yourself the question and sit there and actually answer it. And I can honestly tell you that every time I've decided to quit spontaneously, I have regretted it. Not immediately, but not really that long after. And I regret not going just a little bit farther or working just a little bit harder or asking for help or seeing if there was another way to do whatever it is I was trying to do or being willing to be just a little bit more uncomfortable. It's that internal threshold that I mentioned before. How uncomfortable are you willing to get in the name of accomplishing your goal? So the next time you're thinking about quitting, stop and ask yourself why. I think in a previous episode, I brought up the concept of this thing called like the 7 layers of why. And basically it's just asking yourself why 7 times. So an example would be you start out with the basic question, like, why do I want to quit? And you answer it. So just sit there. Like maybe one of your answers is because it's too hard. And then you follow up with a question based on that answer. So why do I feel like it's too hard? What's so hard about this? And then you answer it. And then you just keep basing your next question off your previous answer. And you keep going and asking yourself why. And this process will definitely help you get to the deeper reason of why versus just throwing your hands up, basically in exasperation, and quitting on the spot. And if nothing else, going through that process will insert a pause in you, in your thought process, so that you can have time to recall what I said at the very beginning of this episode, which is every time you quit, it slows you down even more. It brings your momentum to a screeching halt, and it's hard to get going again from a dead stop. And not only that, but every time you quit, you question yourself a little bit more and you chip away at your self-confidence. And this becomes a cycle that is so hard to break out of. And maybe you're in that cycle right now. And so the fastest way to break it, to break the cycle, is to just keep going. To just keep working towards your goal to the best of your ability until either you achieve it or you set a new or different goal. Hey, if you're listening in real time, today is a big day. It is Friday, March 29th. And if you're on the waitlist for the She Runs Ultras membership, stop what you're doing right now and go check your inbox because I sent you a little something that you don't want to miss. Starting on Monday, April 1st, doors to the membership will be open, but just for a short, limited amount of time. This is the place to be if you'd like help training for your upcoming 50K race. When you join, you're never going to feel lost, alone, or confused when it comes to your training. Once you're in, we'll set up a time to meet one-on-one, you and me, and talk about your race and get you set up with a plan so there's no confusion about what to do and when to do it because it will be all mapped out in front of you. All you have to do is follow the plan. You'll start training more consistently, and that's going to lead to more visible gains and progress, which will definitely boost your confidence. You'll be able to ask questions and get personalized feedback on your training 24/7, so no more getting lost in the weeds and wondering what to do. Not only that, but you'll have a new group of kick-ass ultra friends, and best of all, you'll show up on race day confident, prepared, and ready to crush it. So if that sounds good to you, head over to SheRunsUltras.com to snag your spot. I'm looking forward to training with you. That's all for this episode, you guys. Enjoy this beat, and I'll see you all soon.